From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Today, scientists said they've come up with two new ways to make embryonic stem cells that do not involve starting with an unfertilized egg. Right now, a woman's eggs are considered a necessary ingredient for one of the most promising directions for stem cell therapy, creating stem cells tailored to an individual patient. But human eggs are in short supply, and using them is ethically contentious. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Dolly the clone sheep proved that an egg could do something truly remarkable. It could transform the DNA in an adult cell into the DNA of an embryonic cell. And once you get these so-called embryonic stem cells, you can, in theory, use them to make any cell you might need to treat a patient's disease. Rudolf Janisch is a stem cell biologist at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He spent the last several years trying to accomplish this same transformation in the laboratory without an egg.
Because if you could do that, you could take a skin cell from a patient, expose it to something, and get an embryonic stem cell. If you could do that, then all the problems would go away.
By problems, Janisch means getting enough human eggs. But he also means the problem of destroying a human embryo, because right now, making an embryonic stem cell requires destroying an embryo. That's made the work very controversial. So working with mice, Janisch has been searching for alternatives. Janisch's latest approach was first tried last year by a Japanese scientist, Shinya Yamanaka. He found four genes that appear to be crucial for transforming the adult cell into the embryonic cell. Now, Janisch and several other scientists, including Yamanaka himself, have confirmed that if you take a mouse skin cell, switch on these four genes, you get a new kind of cell.
When we analyzed them, they were indistinguishable from normal embryonic stem cells.
Janisch reports the findings in the journal Nature. He's now trying to adapt the approach to human cells. Harvard University stem cell biologist Kevin Eggen has tried another avenue around the egg problem. He spoke earlier today at a teleconference organized by Harvard.
You can use cells from very early fertilized embryos to do the same things that we thought only unfertilized eggs could do in the past.
Again, working in mice, Eggen showed that an unfertilized egg can make adult DNA behave like embryonic DNA. And it doesn't even have to be a healthy fertilized egg. Even an egg that has the wrong number of chromosomes will work. And that could help solve the problem of getting human eggs, because fertility clinics often have eggs with abnormal chromosomes.
Those are always set aside or discarded because they can never make a child. They would only make an abnormal fetus that would fail.
Eggen's work also appears in this week's Nature. He says his lab has already begun experimenting with these damaged human eggs to see if they can transform human adult cells. Stanford University medical ethicist William Hurlbut says Eggen's approach is scientifically intriguing.
But I suspect this will not meet the moral objections, which are not to the research with the embryonic stem cells themselves. It's just to the way they're procured, because they're procured by the destruction of human embryos. And here again, this would involve the destruction of a human embryo.
Hurlbut is a member of the President's Council on Bioethics, a body that has wrestled with the moral dimensions of stem cell research. He also says Janisch's work that dispenses with eggs and embryos altogether could change the moral dimensions of the stem cell debate.
And it just shows that there are alternative ways to get these cells without overriding the moral objections of the large number of Americans.
Perfecting those ways will take some time, and many scientists are content to work with embryonic stem cells that exist today, whether or not some object to the way they were procured. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.